Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya la wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amma ba'd a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim innallaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid Allahumma barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, children, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's topic, my brothers, is masajid. We go to this masjid, alhamdulillah, we are here in the Sufi masjid, Lennon Road in Durban. So what is the meaning of masjid? In the masjid we stand, we perform ruku, we bow down, we prostrate, we go into sajda. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aqrabu ma yakunu al-'abdu min Rabbi wa wasajidun." The nearest the person comes to the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is when he is in sajda, complete surrender, complete submission to Almighty Allah. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى So beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla abundantly in that posture, in that position. Remember Allah se maangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that Almighty Allah makes decisions in our favor. So that is why it's called masjid. Masjid, the place of sajda, and masajid, the plural of it. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ Wherever there's a masjid, it belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. What is the brief history of masajid, my brothers? Almighty Allah selected Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam. The first masjid, the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, and that is Masjidul Haram. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was designated for that task. And when it fell into ruins, then to rebuild it, reconstruct it, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala told and informed Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter we see the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, which masjid is the first? So Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Second masjid, Masjidul Aqsa. Again built by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. When 40 years intervening gap and period and duration is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And then when it fell into ruins, then Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam reconstructed it. Lo and behold, we come to the time of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what do we see? In Makkah Mukarramah, obviously the masjid was there. And when they entered Madinah Munawwara, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, the daughters were there of the Najjar tribe, the carpenters, and they were welcoming the Master alayhi salam. Nahnu jawarin min banin najari, ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent for us that today Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor. Imagine they love the Master alayhi salatu salam more than they love their own parents as well. Then one of the first things we done at Quba, build the masjid. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed the first block, and then said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, a simple structure. Again, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. After a few days, then we see, go to Medina Munawwara, and there, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu pays the 10 gold coins for the land and sand of Masjid Nabawi. And again, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba are building the masjid with their own Mubarak hands and blessed hands. Come to Africa, our continent, which is the oldest masjid. If you know the history of Egypt, you will know on the 1st of Ramadan, 20th year after the Hijrah, 20th year after the Hijrah, we find Amr bin As radiallahu anh conquered Egypt. 80 Sahaba approximately, between 70-80. They and there where Masjid Amr bin As is today, the oldest masjid in Africa. Then they stood there, made mashura, which is the direction of the Qibla, and lo and behold, they built a masjid. Imagine from the time 20 AH, and we are now 1443. So you work out the maths and see, more than 1420 years, that masjid is there. And lo and behold, it was renovated and rebuilt and so forth. A beautiful masjid, we visited it several times. Hadha min fadli Rabbi. Come to our beloved South Africa. If somebody has to ask us, masjid, so what is, which is the oldest masjid? So the person, remember, whose name will always shine. And when we go to Cape Town, we should go to his Qabr Mubarak. Remember that. Never forget his ihsan and favor upon us. At Robben Island, from the year 1781 to 1793, he was a political prisoner, Imam Tuanguru Rahimahullah. He was a sheikh, he was a hafiz. The 13 years incarceration at Robben Island, he wrote the entire Quran Sharif, remember, from memory. Until today, if you go to Cape Town, the first masjid, or Masjid Oval Masjid as it's called, 200 years before our democracy, 1794, you will see that Quran Sharif there. That's not the original, it's a photocopy, because you know the conditions in South Africa. Allah forbid, somebody might steal it as well. So that was the first masjid in South Africa, 1794. Imam Tuanguru Rahimahullah, the first imam, the first teacher, the first place you see there in the quarry next to there, that the first Jummah took place. So that is our history. You come here to your Natal. So the Jaweri family, remember Johari, they used to sell jewelry and so forth. So they built, you must remember, the Jummah Masjid, Grey Street. And then you have the West Street. You come to our area, Transvaal, Gauteng. So remember the oldest masjid there, the Kirk Street Masjid. And Kirk, you know, Kirk means church, so Kirk Street Masjid. And the second one is where I was born, Heidelberg. So that is the second oldest masjid. Last week this time, I was in Free State, Bloemfontein. Subhanallah, just 5-6 weeks have passed. In Bloemfontein, the capital of Free State, they have built a beautiful, wonderful, big masjid. And subhanallah, can accommodate 1,000 people. See how Islam is flourishing, my brothers. I was in Kroonstad last week, Wednesday night. It was a church 26 years ago, and today is Masjid Bilal. Thursday night I was in Senegal, and 25 years ago, 24 years ago, a church, and now Masjid Hajar, Hajar stone. The blocks and the stones are still there of the church. The confession room is there. Everything now is part of the masjid. They have made that the ghusl room and so forth. So many places you will see this. So what should we do? These are the lessons we must learn, my brothers. I want to show you some etiquettes. Many a time we don't practice on it. Each one of us now is sitting here in the masjid. My brothers, when we entered this house of Almighty Allah, did we say the dua and recite the dua? Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Be honest. Many a time we forget, this is the sunnah dua. Open Ibn Majah, open Abalul Yomi wal Layla, various ahadith kitab. Whenever you enter the masjid, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, Rabbi filli dhunubi, O Almighty Allah, forgive me my sins, Allahumma ftahli abwaba rahmatik. We leave out normally all the starting, and we just read the last portion. So anyway, the masjid is the super spreader of Allah's mercy, my brothers. This is the mercy of Almighty Allah. So always have that yaqeen and that conviction. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. What did Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Ahabbul biladi. Ahabbul biladi ilallah masajiduha. The most beloved place to Almighty Allah in the entire world are the masajid of Almighty Allah. وَأَبَغَدُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. The worst place, because so much wheeling, dealing and fraud takes place, not in all cases, but many cases, are the markets and the malls and the bazaars and so forth. So our heart, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, to show seven people who will be given shade on the day of justice, are who? One category, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. That person whose heart is always connected to the masjid, whether we are in Safar or in Hadar, whether we are traveling or whether we are in our hometown, whether I'm on the plane or on the train, I must know the salat times so that we perform our salat on time. Second one, now after Jummah, everything, sunnah, the field, we'll leave. Again, my brothers, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, Rabbi filli dhunubi, and Ya Allah, forgive me my sins. Then we want to go to our shop, our job. Allahumma inni asaluka min fadlik, I want your grace, your mercy, my rozi, Ya Allah, my sustenance. And in Ibn Majah, there's another portion, Allahumma asimni min ash-shaytan rajim. When we leave the masjid, beg Almighty Allah for protection from the shaitan and the Satan, who is accursed. See the beautiful du'as. Every du'a we recite, my brothers, Surah 3 verse 31, Fattabi'uni. That immaculately, O Ummah, you follow me, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yuhbibukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive you your sins. It's a win-win situation, my brothers. Today is Jumu'ah. This masjid, Sufi masjid. Did you read about Hazrat Sufi Sahib? Go read, my brothers, what legacy he left behind. Hazrat Sufi Sahib and his team and family, Allah Ta'ala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus, that they built 12 masjids, my brothers. So imagine, that is the legacy. When we go to Masjid Nabawi, you see the first sufuf, where the mihrab is, where this niche is. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, with his own personal money, he built and he used everything very expensive. The people told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why are you doing all this? He said, I heard the Master alayhi salam saying, Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Whosoever builds a masjid, so masjid doesn't have to be the entire masjid, even few bricks and blocks and few musallas or whatever, so Allah will bless that person with a palace in Jannah. So I also want my palace. He was given the great tidings already, but till today, the sincerity of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu loves on, imagine. So my brothers, that we should look at the adab. How many of us entered the masjid now and we made intention for i'tikaf? Think properly. So whenever you come in the masjid, say, Nawaitul i'tikaf, ma dumtu fil masjid. Ya Allah, I make intention of nafil, voluntary i'tikaf. As long as I'm here in this masjid. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Nawwarallahu marqadahu. So he was in Madinah Munawwara for his last portion of his life. Every time before Adhan, in Masjid Nabawi, he used to enter the masjid for every salat. And then he was in a wheelchair. Before they would enter, he would say, Nawaitul i'tikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. One khadim, one worker, one helper asked, Hazrat, kitne martaba aapne i'tikaf ki niyat ki? How many times you made intention for the nafil i'tikaf? See the answer. It behoves a sheikh to give an answer like this. He said, agar ek i'tikaf bhi Allah ke yahan maqbool ho, to hamara behra paar hai. Even if one i'tikaf is accepted, then we are successful. So my brothers, we are duyuful Rahman. We are the guest of Almighty Allah in the house of Almighty Allah. Why I chose this topic? I want to take you on a world tour now. Let's start with Palestine. I don't know how many of you been there or not. Where Jerusalem is, where Jerusalem is, you go 1 hour. There's a place called Khalilur Rahman. They call it Hebron. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried there. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, his son, is buried there. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, the grandson of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, is buried there. Their honorable spouses are buried there. Do you know, O esteemed listeners of the various radio stations, what happened during this week? Let me give you a bit of history. In 89, I went there. With Allah's help, we read Salat there. The whole masjid is just like this, this size approximately. The whole masjid is ours. 92 I went, mashallah, the whole masjid is ours. It's Ramadan, it's Saturday, 16th of Ramadan, day in Aqsa al-Mubarak in Palestine. Fajr time, you know Fajr time. The masjid is packed to capacity. The Jewish terrorist Baruch Goldstein came with his Uzi. Obviously, they're all reading Fajr facing Qibla. He came from the back and he mowed them down. 29-30 dropped, passed away in the masjid, became martyrs and shuhada already in the masjid while they were reading Salat. Then the others, they succumbed to their injury, and the death toll was approximately 70 who became shaheed. He got killed, all that. They built a big mausoleum for him and all that. Remember the name, Baruch Goldstein, the terrorist, the Zionist terrorist. What Israel, the rogue regime, apartheid regime did, this is what I want to tell you. Our masjid, Masjid Ibrahim Khalilullah, so remember, they partitioned it. In 94, the front portion they left for the Muslims, and the back portion they said is for the Jews. This past week, my brothers, they took over the whole masjid. How many of us are even aware of this? How many of us? Be honest. We don't care sometimes, my brothers. We don't have that love, that feeling also. Okay, what is happening in our holy land? They dancing in our mosque. They having their own things going on. And the Palestinians speak one word, you know, they will just, every day they're killing somebody almost. So make special dua that that masjid must come back to the Muslims. Inshallah, the whole Palestine will come back. But you should know, come to Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. Openly they say, because they know the Arab tenpot dictators are waiting in a line to make peace with Israel, the sellouts and traitors, to Islam, to the Muslims, to the Palestinians, all. So what they have done? So remember, if you've been there, Aqsa al-Mubarak is the whole 35-40 acres. But at the back where they got Kubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, the Golden Dome, built by Abdul Malik bin Marwan, Surah Yasin inscribed. They say openly, Allah forbid, that the time comes, and one of their rabbis said, September that passed, today is October, to September next year, in between this time, that's the time they will do that, Allah forbid. Allah forbid, they want to demolish the Qubbatu Sakhra, the Golden Dome, everything, and replace it with Haikal-e Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. As far as Muslims go, Arabs go, they said, we did it already in Masjid Ibrahim Khalil. So what is wrong if we do it in Aqsa al-Mubarak? Where is the Ummah? Where are our leaders? My brothers, think properly. Two examples. Third example. Most of us sitting here, Bab Dada, India, they all came from India, this gum. So you know what I'm talking about. Today with the BJP in power, every second, third place, you must remember, they are harassing, intimidating the Muslims. Go and see in Assam what is happening. Go and see our masajid what is happening, my brothers. Deliberately they'll bring the bulldozer and they will provoke the Muslims and they will demolish the masajid. Openly they will do that. How many a masjid has been demolished already in India? Ask yourself, my brother, my sister, my student, did one day we cry to Allah, Ya Allah, all this is happening in front of our eyes. Wa ila Allah al-mushtaka, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, they're challenging us, they're challenging you, Ya Allah. So my brothers, we need to wake up. This masajid, you must never ever close it. Alhamdulillah, the Sufi masjid, Allah reward our Hafiz Uwais, Allah reward the Sufi family, Allah reward all of you trustees, it was never closed. Where I go in Lens, is also Sufi masjid, small one, never closed. So lockdown, no lock, it stayed open with Allah's help. The point I want to make, when you look after the masajid, Allah will protect you. Let me give you three other examples. I travel to Uruguay, to the South American countries. You go today, my brothers, in the whole country, there's 4 or 5 million people, Muslims 1-2 thousand. We must remember that there is not a single masjid there. My brothers, I want to show you that what's happening. Leave all the propaganda. I'm telling you, I'm an eyewitness. Go to Uruguay. There were 3 masjids there. In the 30s, 40s, 50s. Today you go Montevideo, Uruguay. There is not a single masjid, not one. So I went to one, on a Sunday it was. My brothers were reluctant. I said, me, I'm going in. So when I entered from there, the priest was this side, no member, whatever he was. He saw me like this. He came down and we hugged one another. So I whispered in his ear. I said, priest, at least our clothing is very similar. So he smiled, you know. But I told our guys, I said, just see which way is Qibla. Our masjid transformed into a church, proper church. Our masjid, second one, you will see the Quranic verses written on the wall. And they made it a marine museum about fish and all, sea and all. I went inside and I saw the ayats written. What do you say, my brothers? I told them, where's the third masjid? When we went there, Nam Nishan Nahi, no sign of it. They turned the whole masjid into a block of flats and offices and so forth. Brothers, the question I pose is that when we closed our masjid, when we locked, we didn't pay attention. Then what happens? Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Ya Allah, hum panah mangte hai, that you snatch away the bounties that you have given us. When we don't come to the masjid, we don't make qadr. Let's go to Makkah, Medina. Let's go to Makkah, Medina. I'm live on air. Today you can't go to Makkah, Medina properly. Now I can show you. One brother is there in Medina. He sends me the pass they get. You must come this time, this time. Masjid Nabawi, you can read Salat. But to read Salat and Salam upon Nabiul Mustafa, you have to apply. And they will tell you this time to this time. Makkah, you can't enter for any Salat. And they will tell you which Salat you can go. Imagine who gave them the right to do all these things. Absolutely haram in Islam. I want you, Khan Kolkar Suno. I have the clip by me, the khutbah by me. And he came to Darul Newcastle in 2010 and I translated his talks. Sheikh Salih Ali Talib Hafizahullah. He spoke against all this tarfih in Arabic, all this entertainment and cinemas and everything that is happening there. So what they did, they locked him up. I have the khutbah by me if you want. Just send me a message, I'll send it to you. So my brothers, the other day, 2-3 weeks ago, Sheikh Umar Mukbil from Qasim, so he spoke against all this. How can you build cinemas and all that in Masjid Nabawi? But then you say Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. You say you are rendering service to this ummah. Is this a service or a disservice, my brothers? Think properly which way this ummah is going. We ourselves are destroying things. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. Understand this, my brothers. I beg you, Cape Town is not far. Last week I was in Bloemfontein, I went, and with a car. When I came out, I saw on board, Bloemfontein, Cape Town, 1,023 kilos, so 1,000 kilos. So my brothers, you know what happened in Spingo Beach. You are right here, and I went to that person's house. So you must remember the big problem with the Adhan. Cape Town is already law. 1st October, somebody goes, noise nuisance. You know, always play with words with the politicians. Speak with the folk tongue. So you give very loud azan, all that, they will say this person is causing lot of noise, lot of disturbance, then they can use their bylaws. This is our South Africa. What are me and you doing about this? If it's passed there, what prevents them to pass it? It happened already in your East Bengal Beach. So my brothers, my sisters, my children, I want you to wake up from your slumber. This is Allah's house. Remember, so much sacrifice has been done by our forefathers to put up all these structures. We have the best infrastructure. I travel to many countries. Believe you me, Arab countries, Muslim countries, so many problems. We have the best infrastructure. But when we take it for granted, then Allah Ta'ala is kuchin lete. Qurtuba, Andalus, last incident I give you. Go to Muslim Spain, where we rule for 780 plus years. My wife and myself, I'm just like this dress. I walked in, the police came. So they speak Spanish, I don't know Spanish. No prayer, no prayer. I said, fine. Our biggest masjid at that time, bigger than Masjid Nabawi, the same style, the palace, everything like Masjid Nabawi. And when I went in France, somebody's playing with the piano, the mini skirts are there, and it's a big carnival attitude. So we walked, we came to the first surf, and it is cordoned off. So I told my wife, this they can't stop us. As soon as I wanted to do something, the police were there, again they surrounded me. No prayer. I said, fine. But I said, this they can't stop us. So I said, I will make dua, and you say, Ameen. This is reality, what I'm telling you. Our biggest masajid, our biggest darulums, our biggest madrasas got closed. Because we neglected it, my brothers. So from the bottom of my heart, I appeal to you, brothers, that make sure our masajid, we must keep it open right through. You never close this house of Allah. You do that, Surah 2, verse 114. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَيُّذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا. You become the biggest oppressor and tenpot dictator. And in front Allah says, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيُ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For such people is disgrace in this world, and a horrible, terrible punishment in the year after. May Allah Jalla Wala protect all our masajid. May Allah keep our masajid abad. May Allah reward the Sufi family, our Hafiz Uwais and his father, grandfather, and entire family. Allah reward all of you trustees also. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.